sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And I am here today with Brad Russell, who is my State Farm agent. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you, Becky? It's always a pleasure to be here.
I'm doing great today. We're going to talk about ice and snow today, how to file a claim.
Right.
Whether you need to file a claim, that
right.
kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be talking about what kind of insurance you absolutely must have on your home.
Perfect.
You
bet.
Okay. So, but before we get to that.
NMLS number 196-895.
We've got Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. Dean, how is our interest rates going? How's the market going?
You know, Becky, it's still a great time to buy a home. Your rates continue, as I mentioned last Saturday. You know, rates are still volleying a little bit. And so it's in an environment that I think for anyone looking to refinance, anyone looking to purchase a home, you got to do it relatively close within the same, you know, 24 max 48 hour timeline. The market's just, you know, with inflation, the 10-year treasury, a lot of things going on that are impacting pricing, that if you're trying to compare rates with ABC from a week ago, I mean, it could be apples and oranges, Becky, with what the market's doing today. So stay in tune. That probably 3.75, 3 7/8 world today without points is probably a great number to be at.
Okay, so we're still doing some refinancing. Most people have already refinanced, but do give my friends a call. You can find the number for SWBC Mortgage. Just go to BeckyIvins.com and look for the tab on the right-hand side. It says Becky's Favorites. Okay, thank you, Dean.
Thanks, Becky.
Okay, Brad Russell, my State Farm agent. I took a survey for State Farm.
Oh, you did?
I did. It was an in-person. I had to set aside a whole hour.
Well, I hope you gave me good ratings, Becky.
Well, I did, actually. Okay. And the reason I did that is because I got good service.
Well, thank you.
I had a claim because we've got a little moving truck that we loan to our clients.
You've been kind enough to loan it to me, too.
Yeah, well, and our nonprofits and stuff like that. I mean,
right.
It's just a little 14-foot box truck, but it's got a ramp, and it's real easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone thought they needed the catalytic converters out of that thing, so I had what they called a business claim, since that's got a commercial policy on it, right?
Right.
So they did a little thing. And do you know what I realized from the questions they asked me?
What's that?
They said, you know, what went right, what went wrong, who'd you talk to, what are the steps? I mean, it took an hour for this one little claim to discuss. And I said, you know, I don't have a lot to say. Yeah. I made one phone call to my State Farm agent. One of his employees, Spencer, picked up the phone, took care of it, texted me and told me my claim number so that I would have it at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. I sent my receipt to him because I'd already had the work done.
Right.
I didn't realize it was going to be covered under my policy.
Sure.
So I had the work done, sent it along, and they said, well, how did you get the receipt to him? I said, well, I scanned it with my phone and sent it to his email. It
mm-hmm.
was pretty easy. But what I realized on that is it's just like real estate. It's not so much the company as it is the agent.
You're right. You're right. All the agents with State Farm are independent contractors anyway. Now, we are bound by certain things. We want to do things right for the customer, and we have a lot of compliance issues that with State Farm brings down to us. But they're the right things to do for everyone. But since we're independent, Becky, if we don't focus on excellent customer service, it hurts us. You know, we want to maintain our customers. We want to do what's right for them. And that's why at my agency and every State Farm agency, it's about them. It's not about us. It's not about the dollar. It's about doing what's right for the customer.
Well, kind of like our office, right. Every time the phone rings, somebody's needing help with something.
Yes.
That's our theory.
Mm-hmm. And that's
true. If we can help them, that's our job, whether it's selling a house for them, selling them a house, managing their property, whatever, or direct them to people who can help them. Like, we don't really do rentals.
Right.
We've got a few rentals, but, mm-hmm. I mean, we've had people in there for years. So we don't do that, but we can direct them to a realtor friend of ours here in town that manages 400 doors and does a great job.
Absolutely. And we do the same thing. We do a lot of referrals on people that for some reason we can't write at that time. We know who to send them to that will give them the same type of customer service. Again, it's just doing the right thing for the customer.
Right. Yeah. And we're efficient with our time, as are you.
Right.
So you know the people to refer to.
Yes.
You can easily get the information to them. It's not like you say, well, I've got to look that up and get back with you day after tomorrow.
No, we have referral cards and system set up in ours that if you need an electrician, you need a plumber, you need a realtor, you need a remediation company, we can give it to you immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. We're going to be talking about some things that are weather related. Ice and storm, we're in the middle of the winter.
Yes. So far, we hadn't had it too bad, but let's just keep our fingers crossed.
Okay. Yeah. Well, until the cold front moved in, right?
Right.
So tell us what we do with ice dams.
Ice dams?
Mm-hmm. Like the,
on the roof?
That causes a lot of people trouble when the ice builds up in their gutter system because their gutter's not on their level or out of level. However gutters need to be, they need to drain.
Yeah.
And so the ice and snow build up, and then hydraulic pressure's a wonderful thing sometimes, but not when it comes
to coming out through your roof.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Well, the quickest thing to do is to get a roofer out there, in my opinion, just to look at it, to make sure that you don't have ice buildup on there. And if you do, make sure that you're proactive about getting it off as soon as you possibly can. That is on State Farm policies. That's covered, by the way. If you have to spend money to prevent further damage due to an ice dam or due to a limb going through your roof and it's raining outside, if you have to go buy tarps, if you have to, before somebody else can get out there, whatever expense that you use there, we will take care of it. It's in your policy.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, it is.
Now, does it fall under the homeowner's policy? Because, you know, deductibles are something.
It does. It does. But generally, if you're going to have to do maintenance repair, you're doing that to prevent further damage. You know the damage is probably there. But get a roofer out there first and foremost to look at it.
Well,
because deductibles are high.
728-3700. I mean, I've got Robbins Roofing on my speed dial, right? And they will go out there.
Right.
And they will look at it and advise you, hey, you need a claim on this.
Yes.
Or, you know, this isn't going to cost enough for your deductible.
Exactly.
So you might as well just get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And pay for it yourself because you don't want your rates to go up if you file a claim.
That's true.
We're going to talk a lot more about that, about when you should and when you should not
file a claim
right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins. I am the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team and pretty powerful little team. We're not a mega team like a lot of teams in town, but the people we have do a terrific job.
They really do. I've got to work with a lot of your people calling me for advice and things, and they just do a super job for the customer.
They're pretty knowledgeable, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Very much.
And that, well, one reason is because you came to a team meeting and explained a lot of stuff to us on insurance, and we have different professionals come occasionally.
Well, I might have to study up when they call in because they're getting good. I mean, they're asking some questions that I got to really think about.
There you go. Yeah, you're being kind. We were talking about what insurance you absolutely have to have to buy a home, right, and about deductibles. So about deductibles, every insurance company seems to be different on that.
They are. State Farm, we are an all perils company. So we don't change the deductibles out for wind and hail. You have one deductible that's higher, and your other ones would be less of a deductible. What we found over the 100 years in June, State Farm's anniversary, is that 99% of all homeowners' claims are wind and hail. Not many people want to file a big claim. Now, that includes fire, too. I'm talking about the
catastrophic
events. You're not going to file a claim unless you know what your deductible is a big thing, too, because a lot of people can select with our company. You can go from a 0.5% deductible up to 5% deductible. It just depends on what you want.
I'll show my age here. Our first house we bought, we had a $250 deductible.
Wow.
I know. You're going, I didn't know you were born in the 1800s,
no,
Becky.
No, I'm right there with you. I mean, our first house was a brand new 3-bedroom home, 2 baths, and we paid $55,000 for it, brand new.
Oh, well, I paid $6,750 for mine. It didn't even have garage. It was just a 2-bed, 1-bath.
Well, this is Texas, Austin, too.
Oh, there you go. Don't you wish you still owned it there?
We sold it right before the market took off. We sold it for what we paid, and we could have sold it for $95,000 6 months later.
That's
my timing.
timing. Well, it would probably go for $695 now.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
So for undeductible, how do you know what your deductible is?
Well, you get to determine that. And when somebody calls in and we do a homeowner's quote for them, we walk them through the entire process. And it doesn't take but about 5 to 10 minutes to get a home quote out to you. But we always talk to them about deductibles because some people want the lowest deductible until they see that it is a little bit higher in price. So you can get a larger deductible, but your premium's going to be a lot lower. It just needs to be one that you can manage if you have that catastrophic event. Or if you want an extremely low, you know, a 0.5%, it will enable you to make some claims, you know, that are worthwhile that may only be a $5,000 claim. If your deductible is $1,000 and you have a water leak or a damage and it's going to cost you $5, it's worth filing a claim at that point for some people.
Right.
So,
okay. How do you know when to file a claim and when not to? Because if you file too many claims, they go up on your rate.
They can. In Oklahoma, the law is they can't if it's your first homeowner's claim. It is waived to the state. But if you have multiple homeowners' claims over the years, period generally runs, they look back to about 3 years. And if you have multiple ones, you could, if you continue to file claims, lose coverage where they will not renew you.
You know, I had an agent one time that had to get 3 roofs in 2 years.
Yes. Roofs are a little different. With catastrophic events, they're looked at a little bit differently than other claims. You know, if you got multiple fire claims and it wasn't something out of your control, like it was a cigarette or it was a heater in the house that caught the furniture on fire and took it out, there's going to be some, they look at that pretty hard if you have multiple claims. But catastrophic events, there's nothing that really you can do about it. If you do have too many of them, they're going to look at it and say the risk is a little bit large for us to take on right now. They could do a couple of things. They could non-renew the house, or they can basically raise your deductible. Say if you had a lower deductible of $1,000 or 0.5% or something, they could raise it all the way up to 5% if you want to keep your home renewable.
Renewable meaning you get the pleasure of paying that insurance premium one more year, right?
Yes. You get the pleasure of us protecting you so that we can make your life right if something happens.
Right. Okay. Well, something that has come into play a lot recently is codes, changes in the cities and municipalities and in the state.
Right.
And I was unaware that there was code compliance or some kind of a thing on your insurance policy.
Yes, there is. We call it ordinance of law, which is basically it enables you to, if your house is out of code, whether that's electronically or whether it's you're replacing a roof and the boards the decking is too far gapped, or if it doesn't have the right length of nails and shingles, then it's out of code. Wow. And what this policy will do, that's part of all of our homeowners' policies with State Farm, ordinance of law pays for those upgrades that you need to make to your roof or your house to keep it in code with the municipalities, the state, and everything else.
That can be a lot of money.
Can be, yeah.
Thousands of dollars.
Our ordinance of law covers 10% of your dwelling. In other words, if the dwelling you're covering $200,000, it'll give you $20,000 worth of coverage to get that home back up to code, which generally that amount is enough because you got different codes for different things, but roof is the main one that goes out of code.
Well, and back up to code, this is not a maintenance policy, though.
No, no.
It's if you have a
it's there
claimable event.
Yes, has to be a claimable event.
And then you end up with a something extra you've got to do, other like just rather than replace the shingles, you've got to redeck your house
right.
because the code has changed since yes. you last put that on there. What's another example of a code that might take place? Can you think of something?
Oh, it could be a electronic box, your box out on the back of the house that holds your fuses in there, the fuse box and the circuit breakers. If, for example, my office is an older one that we've had to remodel. We had to get that up to code before we could actually insure the business. So
but
it covers
they didn't,
that as well.
It covered the upgrading of the electrical?
The code was bad on it because it was like a 100, what do they call it?
100 amp.
100 amp, and it needed to be 200 amp minimal.
Well, yeah, because I might bring my hair dryer or something, my blow dryer, and plug it in, and that's going to take a few amps, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have a problem with it. For 2 years, we were there, and every time the wind blew, we'd throw a breaker, and then we did turn it in for ordinance of law, at least my landlord, who has the policy on the place, did, and we got some coverage for him.
Well, that's good. So
most of it's going to be in the roofing.
How and since you're talking about thousands of dollars that in the coverage, how much does that cost?
It's free. It's free with all of our policies. We have ordinance of law included in the price that we quote you for making the house right. So a lot
for homeowners, but
for
not
homeowners.
not for rentals.
No, not for renters.
Renters. From experience, I'm going to answer my own question here. It's about $30 a year.
Yeah.
It's almost nothing.
That's right. And it's worth it, isn't it?
Yes. I just replaced a roof on a duplex we own. And we had to redo the decking on that.
Well, that's probably $7,000 to $10,000.
It was about $10,000 that it saved us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that $30 was pretty well spent, wasn't it?
It definitely is. We talk to all of our people that have rental dwelling properties out there and just make sure that they have that coverage. If they don't, we try to talk to them of how valuable it can be if something were to happen.
Yeah.
So.
And how long ago did that start kind of being a thing? I guess the code just went into effect a couple years ago.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's been about the same time for this, too, with the renters.
Yeah.
So it hadn't been around long, but we started calling all the people that we have renters properties with us to make sure that they have that coverage because it is very reasonable.
And I think you guys changed from partial, like you can now get total replacement?
You can get total replacement on a rental dwelling if you have an impact-resistant roof on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So
you need to have an impact resistant roof.
Yeah, a lot of our customers that we have that have multiple units, when they do file a hail claim, they say, "I'm getting that roof on there now that it's impact resistant, so that I'm 100% replacement."
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I am here with Brad Russell, who is my insurance agent, and if you want to talk to him, just go to BeckyIvins.com. You're going to find him right there amongst my favorites. I've got his number memorized. It's 947-2812. So we'll return with more, and we'll be talking about which claims you should and should not file right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. That's two different jobs. Did you know that?
Yes, sounds like
they should start paying me twice for that, right? I should start paying me twice.
There
for
you
that.
Go.
I am here with Brad Russell, who is my State Farm agent, and we are talking about insurance, what you should and should not claim.
Come on, baby, tell me what's the word. I word up. Everybody say, when you hear the call, you've got to get it underway.
It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing for a small repair or a complete replacement. They'll handle the whole insurance claim for you. Okay, Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. That's our special number for them. That's not the public number. They know that that's somebody I'm sending them, 728-3700. And Larry Robbins is the person I call for any before I make any kind of a claim. So, oh, our word of the day. What is it? It is
deductible.
Deductible. So what is deductible? It pretty much, in insurance reasons, deductible is a specified amount of money that the insured must pay before an insurance company will pay a claim.
Right. It's their portion of it, right.
So the owner's portion.
Yes.
And that varies.
It can vary. Yeah, the way State Farm does it, you can get deductibles on a home, for example, for 0.5% all the way up to 5% deductibles. Most of probably 85% of all homes are 1%. Some people like it a little bit lower, so they'll go down to the 0.5%. Some may like it higher. Keep in mind that the higher deductible that you have, the less your premium is going to cost you for the year, because you're taking on more of that responsibility of paying it if you have any type of a claim that's being made.
There's a fine line there.
There is.
I'll tell you, I'm a math person, love my math.
Mm-hmm.
So I calculate how long am I going to have to go without a claim in order for it to pay my deductible, my extra deductible.
Right.
It's too long.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I don't have control over. I have control over how I drive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have control over how other people drive.
Right.
Even though I'm a pretty defensive driver, but on, I have control over whether I'm going to set the house on fire, but not whether or not the wind's going to come and pull up the shingles.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to be prepared for a catastrophe.
Right.
You know, wind and hail and fire, it's out of your hands, you know.
So I go for a kind of medium mm-hmm. deductible. I don't go for a real high deductible,
right.
And I don't go for a low deductible, because then the premium really is high
if you
do that. So on a house, the typical deductible for a homeowner's policy with State Farm is 1% of the price of the house.
Right.
So if you have a $300,000 house, it's a $3,000.
Yeah.
So
it's 1% of the dwelling cost that we're insuring. So that could be different than the purchase. It's close, usually, because we're never going to, I'm not going to say never, some people elect to insure it less than what they paid for, which puts them at great risk. But if you have a home that you bought for $375,000, you may need $375,000 or even more to rebuild that home. So your deductible is going to go up depending on what you choose to cover on the dwelling itself.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Well, because your deductible will go up if you choose to cover it for $450,000,
right.
Which it would take that much money, $450,000,
right.
To rebuild it, then your deductible would be $44,500.
Yes.
So that's a good chunk.
$4,500.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Not sure what I said.
That's a high deductible, $44,000. I don't think I wish I had one of those homes to insure.
Listen, I have a client who put a roof on his house and had the worst insurance policy ever.
Oh, gosh.
$26,000 deductible.
Oh,
deductible. Okay. Now, the roof was more than twice that much. It was a big house.
Sure.
So, yeah, so there can be some high deductibles out there.
They are. I keep I keep a 0.5% on my house for one reason, because when I bought the house in 2004, it needed a roof. And I still haven't had a claim big enough to have the roof replaced yet, so I don't want a larger deductible. I'm just waiting so I can actually have the lowest deductible.
You're the one house in Oklahoma that hasn't been hit
I'm
with
I'm telling you, Becky, that's my luck. When we moved in, every house in our neighborhood in 2012 got roofs replaced, except for mine. I had a 50-year roof on it, and I wasn't in the insurance business at the time, back in then. But, yeah, I'm still waiting on the next hailstorm, and I don't wish that on anybody besides myself.
Well, I'll tell you what, and another big thing that people miss on their claims so much is the loss of that seal on the windows. That usually shows up a year later.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you have to add on to a claim?
2 years.
Okay.
You only have 1 year now in a homeowner's to actually file the claim. So if for example, don't let a hailstorm go by. If you think you've got damage before you get a roofer out there, and we can provide that. We have people just like Robbins Roofing that go out there and they can assess the house. And if you need to file a claim, we need to get it started within that first year. Now you have 2 years to actually have the claim completed.
Okay.
So that's two different things. It used to be 2 and 2. Now it's 1 and 2.
1 and 2. Right. Yeah. The window for filing a claim has gone down.
And that's really due to technology. You know how it's just involved in everything. But now they can actually look at a weather app and find out when the last time hail big enough to cause the damage that, you know, to create a total replacement roof cost. When it came down your block, they can tell you to the week, to the day, and everything, and then the year. So it's safer to always file as quickly as you can if you're going to.
Right. Yeah. And then if you get your roof replaced and then your windows start fogging up on one side of the house.
Supplemental claims, you've got 2 years out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. And one time I had a claim that the swimming pool tiles got cracked because the hail was big.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have to have the whole thing replaced because we had extra tiles. But, I mean, lawn furniture, they replaced our lawn furniture because it was all chipped up.
Yeah.
And so it got replaced.
Yeah. All of our policies have great coverage for pools and pool furniture. It's all extensions, home extensions, and they're covered.
Yeah. So do they cover fence?
Yes, absolutely. Covers fences, outbuildings, storage buildings, everything.
Okay. So what claims should we not file?
Ones that are easily repairable, at your deductible or lower, unless there's something that just has to take place. That's why we send out roofers, we send out electricians, we send out plumbers. If there's any type of claim to a house, we want them to look at it and give an estimate first to compare, because I would hate for somebody to have a $5,000 deductible and they're going to file a claim on – they got a $5,000 deductible and their damage is only $4,500.
Right.
Or if it's only $6,000, if it's $5,000 damage, they may want to come out of pocket with that so they don't have to have a claim on their insurance. If you haven't had one in years – your first claim in the last 5 years is waived by the insurance department in Oklahoma. But you don't want to get into a situation where you're wasting that claim for something that's that inexpensive.
A small amount.
Small amount, yeah.
So the insurance department of Oklahoma says that every 5 years?
5 years is generally what they look at. They will not let you file your first claim on a homeowner's. We can't surcharge for it, okay? Now, if you've been here 5 years and then within that five-year period you've had two other claims, we can on top of that, or even one claim on top of that, if it's a surchargeable event, you know. Catastrophes are not surchargeable, but which is like wind and hail storms, tornadoes like we have here in Oklahoma.
Running into the corner of your house or your garage door, that would be surchargeable, I would think, right?
Well, on the car, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That'd be a collision.
Okay. Well, we're going to be back right after this with more from Brad Russell, my State Farm agent, and our smoking hot deal right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, the energetic Becky Ivins. After COVID, I was not real energetic.
Oh, I'm sure.
For about a year.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And that was the bad COVID. I've had the
right,
the easy COVID lately, and it didn't take me any time at all to bounce back from that. But, yeah, it took a while. But I'm now my regular self, and I feel pretty good about it. So I am a broker of Movers Real Estate Company and the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I am here with Brad Russell, my State Farm agent, so that we can all get educated on insurance.
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Okay, it's time for a smoking hot deal brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill. They're on 63rd just west of Meridian and at 122nd and Penn. And I've got some exciting news about Casa Perico I'm going to be telling you guys about in about a month. And our smoking hot deals, listen, just go to BeckyIvins.com. You're going to see all of our smoking hot deals. If you're looking for a 5,000 square foot office in a prime location, give me a call this week. One of the questions that I have a little group of people I send an email out to, and they I ask them, what do you want to ask my insurance guy? What do you want to ask, you know, my attorney? What, you know, when we have our guest on?
Sure.
Well, one of the things they want to know is how much insurance they're required to put on a house.
Well, just enough. It depends on the mortgage company a lot of times. They will determine that they need this much coverage on that house to show proof of insurance on it. But if you cover that part that's mandatory for your mortgage, then on top of that, you need to really look at what it's going to cost you to replace that if something catastrophic happens.
So it's really a more than a one-part answer.
Sure.
If you have a mortgage on your property, you're required – it says right in your mortgage documents that you will insure the property to cover the mortgage.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, could you insure the property to replace it? That's what – there's different values.
There is.
There is market value, what someone's willing to pay for a property and what a seller's willing to take for a property.
Right.
That's market value.
Right.
There's assessor's value, which is always running a year late because they analyzed last year's data.
Yep.
And it is what properties like that nearby are valued at.
Right.
And there's insurance value.
Which we deal with every day, determining really how much it's going to cost us to rebuild that home that we've just insured for you. Back to exactly what it looked like. And the majority of our policies, there's two different type of policies, and this is what I really wanted to stress. Happened to me just the other day. A customer comes in, wanted quotes from us, and I had him in my office, and they actually had just filed a roof claim, and the roof was replaced, but he was shocked, expecting to pay for his deductible, which was $2,300. He ended up paying almost $11,000 for the roof because it was insured as actual cash value.
Oh.
It was depreciating every year that roof was on there, and it had been on it for like 14 years. They depreciate that on an ACV policy. We sell 99.9% of our homes that we cover are full replacement cost. Simply for that reason. If you make a promise, if we make a promise to you that we're going to be able to build your home back perfectly, just like it was, you need that full replacement cost on it. I just don't like to see customers blindsided, and that's what happened to this one. And then we had a chance to sit down and discuss it. We offer that service at State Farm to everybody. They can bring a policy in, whether they're a customer of ours or whether they're another carrier, and we will look their policy over, and we just show them the risk that we see in there. For example, ACV, not having backup sewer, not having service line coverage, things of that aren't on that policy. And it's kind of sad, to be honest with you. There's a lot of the companies out there that are sending these mass mailers out that we can insure your home for $1,100. I get them at my house. But when you break it down, it's the bare bones. It's just a lure to get in. And it's not actually a quote, Becky, because to do a quote on somebody, you have to look at their consumer reports and you have to have their authorization to do that. And they get around it by just sending out flyers that have just a number on there.
Yeah, very generic.
Very genetic.
Yeah, it's just kind of a bait and switch, basically.
Exactly. And most of the companies are very good and they don't do that. But there's so many of the pop-ups now that are coming out that is trying any way in the world to get the business. You know,
you know, there are all kinds of scams out there. I had someone call me recently who said, Becky, I looked you up on the internet. I just needed a good realtor in Oklahoma City, and you came up on top. So mm-hmm. I've got a question for you. Do you? I had someone call and offer me $1,000 an acre for our land in Hera. And I said, well, where is this land? And she just gave me a general location.
Right.
And I'm familiar enough with the metro.
Right.
To where I said, well, I would give you $2,000 an acre,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to do that because I can sell it for twice that much,
right?
At least.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I'd be okay to sell it to him for $1,000 an acre if you just tell me that's what that I need to sell it quick. I said, okay, I'll pay you $2,000 an acre quick, but. Don't do that.
Right.
You need to let us market the property. And I mean, of course, we had, I think, 11 offers on that in the first 3 days.
Yes.
And then we decided to take it, and it went, I think we had listed it at $5,000 an acre,
mm-hmm.
and it went well above that.
Wow. Amazing.
But of course, I knew it was worth that, and I didn't want, if she needed the money the next day and she had clear title, yep, I'm buying her property.
Right.
But in good conscience, I cannot do that.
Yeah.
I can't take advantage of her. But the guy paying the $1,000 an acre, offering that,
mm-hmm.
Then called me after we put it under contract, saying they can't sell that to those people.
And why?
Because that is thought to have Indian burial grounds on it, and they can't sell it. This Indian tribe, and he specified the tribe, is going to come in and block the sale. But I can buy it because I'm a relative. I'm like a 17th cousin or something of the owner. And they can't stop a sale between relatives. Well, come to find out, I don't know if he was a distant
right.
cousin or not, frankly.
Yeah.
But he said they're having a meeting in the morning, 9 o'clock. To discuss this and to put an injunction against that sale. And I said, well, that's really big of you to call me at 4 o'clock the day before a 9 o'clock appointment.
Wow.
So I thought, well, I need to be at that meeting. Well, I didn't even know where the meeting was, but I called the tribe the next morning, and there was no meeting scheduled at all. He was just trying to get an unfair advantage over another buyer.
Absolutely.
By saying that that tribal nation was going to stop the sale. So, I mean, there's lots of scams out there. There's lots of fraudsters.
Lucky the tribe didn't come after him if they would have heard that conversation.
Oh, they heard that because I told them and gave them his name and number. Because I said, this guy's using you guys to beat up on people and being a bully.
Wow.
So, and I doubt that you want him to do that.
Well, like I say, as far as insurance goes, I don't care who you're covered with, if you want an honest opinion of your policy, don't hesitate to stop by. It doesn't take us 5 minutes to go through your policy and tell you you got a good one. If it's a great one, we'll say, we can't touch that. That's a super policy. But usually if you've got a great deal, there's something behind it.
Right.
That needs to be found.
Okay. Brad, thank you very much. You're always such a knowledgeable guy that helps us.
Well, thank you, Becky, for having me. I always- always enjoy it.
You're welcome. We'll see you guys next week right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.